America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christine Astolfo.
And before we go any further, America wants to know, how is the shoulder mending itself?
It's coming along pretty nicely.
Yeah.
I think that by next week, we will be back to normal.
Very nice.
I'm thinking. Yes.
Breaking news from the Astolfo Ranch.
Next week. I will be back in the studio.
Oh, that's great. See, this has created a whole new dynamic on the show. Now we know if we just really just want to call it in, one of us can just stay home and do the show. I like this.
That's true. And we can literally call it in.
Same like we're doing today. All right, so off we go.
Yes. All right. Well, you know, there's been a lot of really sad and tragic occurrences going on recently. Anderson Cooper went on the air and was talking about this whole Orlando massacre that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that instead of always talking about the shooter and always bringing up his name, we really need to focus on the tragic loss of life. And went on to read out loud the names of each person who was killed during the Orlando massacre. He read each name, their age, a little bit about them, what they did for a living, some things that coworkers or family or loved ones said about them. And he immediately got choked up. I mean, maybe after reading the second name on air, you could just tell that it was visibly hard for him to get through this list of names. And I think he has a point. When something like this happens, you constantly hear the name of the person that did the act. The focus is rarely on the victim. So I think that this is a very interesting thing that Anderson Cooper did.
And it's it's a very good thing, too, because I'm sick of seeing pictures of this heathen that came in here and ended all of these lives. I'm sick of seeing the selfie taken in the mirror. I've seen this guy's face so many times. I want to hear about the people that aren't here any longer. And you know what? Kudos to Anderson Cooper for standing up and doing the right thing.
I would say 90% of the people that were killed in the shooting were like 25.
That's right.
In their early 20s.
That's right.
I mean, one was 18, another one was 19. I mean, these were young people. I mean, there was like a couple in their 30s, and I think there was one 50-year-old, and there was a bouncer there that was 37 who was killed. But the majority, all young people at this club. It's very, very sad. Now, to go further into this, the shooter's ex-wife, went on CNN for an interview. She was point-blank asked, is Amar Mateen gay? Okay, they want to know if the shooter, was he gay? Because he was seen at this club at least a dozen times prior to him going in there with the guns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She kind of danced around it a bit. She said he never came out and said it, but he felt strongly about homosexuality. The ex-wife's current fiancé, though, had really no trouble at all going on the record saying that all signs lead to him being gay or at least him struggling with the fact that he is. Now, according to reports, he also had anger issues dating back to childhood. I mean, he threatened to shoot up his school in fifth grade. He apparently beat his ex-wife over dirty laundry.
Right.
This guy had problems.
Like we said before, I'm tired of seeing his picture. I'm tired of hearing his name. He snuffed out 50 lives, not people in their 80s and 90s, people in their 20s and 30s that were just starting to live their lives, and they were killed simply because they were living life the way they wanted to. And how screwed up is that?
You know, I don't know, like, you start to hear all these other things where, you know, ISIS was related and the FBI had been, you know, looking into this guy for a while and because of connections that he had to people in ISIS, and how was he able to legally get a gun when the FBI was looking into him? It's just a lot of crazy things surrounding the situation, and it's so disgusting.
Yes.
Now, this also ties into that other tragic shooting in Orlando. Christina Grimmie, dying at the age of 22. She was on The Voice. Adam Levine, I guess, was the one that mentored her on The Voice.
Right,
now,
she was on Adam's
concert.
Team.
Mm-hmm. She did a concert, 22 years old. She was doing a meet and greet after the concert, and this guy just comes and shoots her. Are you kidding me?
And it's amazing he had that access. And, you know, I mean, you and I go to a concert at Madison Square Garden. We are wanded. We have to go through an actual metal detector. You go to some tiny little performance facility. This was a theater in Orlando. And they searched bags, which is just this cursory, oh, there are the chiclets. Okay, great, go in. But no one was wanded, so anybody could walk in there with any type of a weapon. How can you do that? Well, especially when you're going to have a meet and greet with the performer afterwards. That is that's sick. It really is.
It's so sick. Adam Levine actually offered to pay for her funeral, which I think is very nice that he did that. And this trickles down, but now filter cancel a show in Sweden after getting death threats electronically, mm-hmm. or threats called out specific members of the band and the venue they were supposed to be performing at. Their rep said that two situations in Orlando played a huge part in their decision to cancel. Foo Fighters also canceled the show at a place called Lloyd's of London for mm-hmm. supposed terrorist threats. So, like, this is now everyone's on edge. This world that we're living in right now is so sick and crazy. My mom posted something on Facebook. She shared a story about how a guy in a steakhouse right near where my mom lives, mm-hmm. like, just walked in there and shot two people dead because the steakhouse turns into a club at night. You hear so many stories now about how just these people are getting shot, like, left and right. I mean, there was a guy recently at a supermarket that got stabbed, random attack in New York, just stabbed. At a shop, right? I mean, what is wrong? What's going on? Like, what's in the water?
And what concerns me, too, is when these things happen, and it goes back to what we talked about before, when you keep hearing the person's name and you keep seeing their picture constantly on TV and social media, it takes the next person who, some lonely person who has no notoriety at all in his or her life, I guess, and decides, that's how I'm going to become famous. Even if it means them having to die to do it. And that's what concerns me about this whole lone wolf syndrome. Where is the next shy lunatic that's just waiting to pounce because he himself wants to become the star of the news cycle for the next 2 weeks? That's what's scary.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is very scary. We're going to move on.
Yes.
We have some other things to talk about quickly. Little Wayne had to land his private jet twice at, okay? I guess he suffers from seizures and has suffered for, you know, since he was a kid for a while of, you know, these seizures. So he had, his private jet had to make two emergency landings recently in Omaha. He suffered a seizure while up in the air. They landed. He refused medical treatment, okay? Insisted on getting back on the plane. The plane took off minutes after they took off again. Another seizure. Now, he admits to having this issue. It's the reason why he stopped drinking, but there are recent photos of him clearly drinking alcohol. So, I don't know. You know?
The air traffic controllers in Omaha must have loved that. They clear him to land because of the seizures. Oh, I'm fine. Let's go up again. 3 minutes later, we need to land once again. Oh, they must have loved that. Wow.
I mean, come on. Okay, so in other sick news, Sharon Osbourne.
Yes.
Looks like they've turned a corner, her and Ozzy.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, she's seen smiling and happily attending his concerts now. Sharon was in the UK over the weekend. She was going there to obviously support her husband Ozzy, Black Sabbath, for their headlining gig.
Yeah.
She actually seems to be pretty happy. She was taking a couple of photos on stage. Now, this isn't the first time they've been on stage together since Ozzy's rumors of cheating have come up.
Dalliances with the hairstylist, yes.
Right, right. Wow. But this is the first time she's actually seen looking genuinely happy.
You know why she's happy? Because the whole scam of them breaking up,
it worked,
and they sold so many extra tickets, so they put an extra $5 million in the bank, and it's all good. Yep.
That's so stupid.
That's
it
right.
Worked. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to end not with Walking Dead or Game of Thrones.
I'm shocked.
Sorry.
I'm really, really shocked because I was getting ready for it.
Even though I have information about both,
I bet you do.
Next week when I'm back in the studio.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. Okay. So what are we ending with this week?
I want to talk to you about a new product that I've discovered.
Yeah.
Called Yo Nanas.
Oh my God, I was going to ask you about this when we got off the air. I swear to God, I want to try this so bad. Tell America what Yo Nana is. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's called Yo Nanas, and it's a machine that you put frozen fruit into, like bananas or strawberries or berries or whatever, and you push it through, and it comes out like soft serve ice cream. I'm not kidding. The consistency is soft serve ice cream. So you're getting your sweet tooth satisfied, but you're not consuming the dairy or the artificial sugars or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it is so good. And it comes with a book with all these different recipes that look so tasty. Go there, yonanas.com. I bought it. I got the Yonanas Elite. It's not too loud. You have to, like, freeze your fruit when you're ready to use it. You thaw the fruit for like 10 minutes so it's not, like, you know, hard like a rock. It's a little bit thawed out, and you push it through, and it comes out so good. You could put like little dark chocolate in there, or you can add some cinnamon.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, Yo Nanas. And this thing is pretty popular because I had a hard time finding it.
Like, don't they sell
like that? It wasn't sold out.
Right, but don't they have it in like Target and Walmart and stores like that? So I mean,
they do. But they only have the regular Yo Nanas, and then they have the Yo Nanas Elite, which I guess is like an updated version. It's not as noisy.
Okay.
And it comes with a book, and mine actually came with molds for like, you know, popsicles and stuff. First time I tried it, I did frozen bananas and pineapple. Mm. And then last night I tried it again, and I did banana, pineapple, strawberry, and some dark chocolate. And it came out so tasty. I was so excited.
Wow. See?
I was so excited to tell you about it, too.
And I was going to ask you about it because, you know what? I had mentioned it to my wife, and she said, you know, I had seen that. She said she mentioned it to me like 6 months ago. Shows you how much I listen to my wife, by the way. And now we're going to get it. I want to get, see, because I want this. So there's no more, you know what? I think I'll cheat. I'll have a goodie this week. And you don't have to cheat. You can have something good, and it's just like ice cream. Great.
It's so tasty.
Wow.
It's so good. You have to wait till the banana is like ripe a little bit.
Yeah.
Like they call it cheetah spots on the on the banana peel.
Right.
So you wait till it gets like that. Then you peel it, you cut it up, you freeze it, and I promise you, it's worth the money.
It's ambrosia. Wow. See?
It's so good. It's like heaven.
It's
in
heaven.
Frozen fruit.
All right. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.